commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
When I go on vacation next week, as usual, my trip to New York will be on the train. My last trip in the dead of winter last year was uneventful, despite incredibly cold weather. Amtrak toilets and water lines tend to freeze up if the coaches and sleepers stay in the yard without heat for too long. I ate dinner with an Amtrak contractor on that trip. His job was to install Wi-Fi on the Hiawatha, and today passengers have internet access on the train from Milwaukee to Chicago. I even blogged about it, that Amtrak's customer service, which is a sometimes thing, appeared to be getting better. That's why my trip next week will be interesting, because Amtrak has had a series of high-profile screw-ups since then. Amtrak has cut some basic service in the name of saving money. Coach passengers on overnight trains no longer get complimentary pillows. They have to pay for that. They can buy an overnight comfort package, a pillow, a thin blanket, and a sleeping mask for $8 on board. A nice perk for first-class passengers is gone. There used to be wine and cheese in the dining car before departure. Even the cut flowers on the dining car tables have been scrapped. But the biggest change in customer service is how the food service is staffed. One full-time waiter has been cut from the dining car on each train. The car is now staffed by a single cook, one waiter instead of two, and a manager who also helps to wait tables and runs the till. Now, dining cars in the 1940s and 50s had a crew of six, and they actually cooked the food and cleaned the dishes there. Today, even a fancy Amtrak meal is prepared in a microwave oven and is served on plates made of thick plastic that are eventually thrown away. Now, Amtrak's dining car workers are the highest paid food service workers in the country. Many make more than $30 an hour, plus overtime and tips, and Amtrak has lost a ton of money on its food service. But many passengers report the new three employees instead of four is a failure. People sit through very long waits to get their food, so other customers have very long waits just to get a table. Customers have walked out without paying for their late and cold food. Tips have dried up. And there have been several reports of servers just giving up, closing the dining car early because they can't keep up with the backlog. That leads to angry and hungry passengers and overworked staff. There have even been shouting matches between riders and crew. So against this backdrop, last Saturday, train 2253 was en route from Boston to Washington, D.C. The high-speed Acela Express pulled into Penn Station in New York and left without picking up its passengers. About 200 people were supposed to board, but they had been directed to the wrong platform by station staff. Now, instead of waiting for the passengers to go back upstairs to the station concourse and then back down to their waiting train, the train crew departed exactly on time at 3 o'clock, without any of their riders. Amtrak customer service gave out Doritos and free pizza and put them on a Washington-bound train 2.5 hours later. This is the Amtrak that too many of us know, a haven for union and government workers blindly following regulations with no common sense, little or no supervision from out-of-touch management, and a prevailing it's-not-my-job mentality. The spoken attitude far too often is, be thankful we're taking you there, instead of thank you for riding with us. This is why a lot of Amtrak critics say it's a rolling DMV, where customer service regularly comes off the rails.